WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday, after six seasons, HBO's The Larry Sanders Show presents its final episode, in which the fictional talk show host played by Gary Shandling is doing the same thing as Shandling, intentionally ending his own show and trying to make it a great one. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
From the beginning, The Larry Sanders Show has had impeccable timing. It started out in 1992, just in time for the so-called late-night wars between Jay Leno and Dave Letterman. And 6 years later, it's going out the same month as Seinfeld, presenting a last episode that won't get a fraction of the hype of that series' farewell, but which deserves to be seen by just as many viewers. Jerry Seinfeld himself, by the way, shows up on this last episode of Larry Sanders to congratulate Larry on getting out at the right time, on his own terms. And lots of other real celebrities show up too, from Carol Burnett and Ellen DeGeneres to Tom Petty and Sean Penn. That's because the delightful gimmick behind this series, like that of an earlier HBO series, Tanner 88, which dealt with presidential politics, is that while the central characters on the show are fictional, most of the people around them are real. What's even better, these real people are encouraged to be as unpolished as possible and seem to delight in deflating their own public images. In the final episode, Tom Petty picks fights in the green room with both Greg Kinnear and Clint Black. David Duchovny flirts with Larry aggressively. Even Warren Beatty shows up on Sunday's Larry Sanders Show, making his first TV series appearance since playing Milton Armitage on The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis about 40 years ago. He's there, though, only because Shandling's Larry has chased him down in the studio parking lot, and Beatty's appearance is as brief and as cold as it is hilarious.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Larry.
Hey. Listen, how would you like to come on my show tomorrow night and just say a little goodbye to me? Because, you know, it's the end of the whole thing tomorrow night.
I could say goodbye to you now.
No, but there are no cameras or anything here. Tomorrow night, millions of people. We got a fantastic show.
Yeah, who we got?
We have Carol Burnett. We have Greg Kinnear, Sean Penn, Tom Petty, Clint Black.
Who?
Clint Black. He's a country music singer. He's going to sing goodbye to me. It's going to be fantastic.
Goodbye.
The amazing thing about The Larry Sanders Show is that it works brilliantly on two levels. Shandling's Larry, his manager Artie, played by Rip Torn, and his sidekick Hank, played by Jeffrey Tambor, manage in this series to put out a great show of their own. The final show within a show has many echoes of Johnny Carson's Last Tonight Show episodes, including several celebrities who serenade Larry like Bette Midler sang to Johnny. And Jim Carrey, in a high-energy sequence where he jokes, leads the crowd in a chant, and sings his own farewell to Larry, is a genuine showstopper. But the other level of The Larry Sanders Show, which explores what happens in Larry's life when the cameras go off, is just as riveting. Seconds after Carrey wows the crowd in his segment on Larry's farewell show, Carrey leans in during the commercial break and lets Larry know how he really feels about it.
I don't know how to thank you. That was so fantastic.
Let's just cut the crap, Larry, okay? You never liked my work.
Huh?
I got hugely famous.
That is not true. I happen to...
What are you
going to
do now? Movies? I'll crush you.
Are you doing a bit now?
Larry, we're off the air. This is real life now. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm here for three good reasons. Last show... Big ratings, movie coming out. Bim, bam, boom. Otherwise, I'd be sitting home watching Nightline, as usual.
The Larry Sanders Show always has been about real life. And true to form, this last episode doesn't end when Larry's show does. Larry gets to sit on a solitary stool like Carson did and choke up while saying goodbye. But though that's the last we saw of Carson, we get to keep watching Larry. For one final series of scenes in which he, Hank, and Artie reconvene in the empty studio. That ending is dramatic, intensely acted, and, just like the rest of this fabulous series, very satisfying, very daring, and very, very memorable. Don't miss it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.